Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today on the podcast, we're talking about the latest news. ChatGPT is now allowing users to upload from Google Drive and OneDrive directly. So no longer you have to download the document on your computer and then re-upload it. You can just connect it directly with Google Drive, seamlessly integrating your documents with ChatGPT. Jaden, how do you feel about this?
Okay, first of all, I think this is amazing. I think this has been like an insane last couple of weeks. I just got an email from OpenAI this morning where they're like, in case you missed it, here's everything that we've like released in the last 2 weeks, and there is just like a massive list from GPT-4.0 to like their memory that they recently released, where like ChatGPT remembers what you say in another conversation, which I have a crazy story about that. And then of course this one, which is Google Drive being able to be integrated. So you and I have both been chatting a little bit. I think there's a lot of interesting ways that you can actually monetize and make money or use this in your business workflow. The Google Drive one specifically, I think it's so interesting. But before that, I just wanted to tell you the funniest story. I was talking to my buddy this week. He's like, he's a CEO of a big marketing agency, and he does a lot of cool stuff. But he was telling me that this week he was testing out the voice functionality on the ChatGPT app, and like he works with a lot of people in that speak Spanish and Portuguese. And so he speaks Spanish, but he's learning Portuguese. Anyways, he was like using it to practice speaking Portuguese and to brush up on his Spanish. And he was literally using it like to talk with it, which I just tried this week as well for French, because I'm going to be probably going to France this summer. And it was like amazing. So anyways, essentially you could just be like, hey, talk to me this language. So anyways, all of this is about the new memory feature they released. That is also, it's like as they release all these features, everything baked on top of each other just gets crazier and crazier, and sometimes you forget how they all work. So he said like his wife was out of town at, I can't remember, some visiting some friends for like a few days, and while she was gone, he was like practicing his Spanish with this ChatGPT, and he said like, you know, in passing in a conversation, he's like, yes, my, you know, he's just practicing talking. He's like, yes, my wife's out of town and blah 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 blah, and there's, you know, this or that. Anyway, so his wife gets back in town, and he was like, oh, you guys see this like crazy thing I've been doing all week? Like, I've been practicing my Spanish with this thing. And so he opens up like his feed with it and his like his, you know, his Spanish like chat feed on ChatGPT and starts talking to it. And he's like, hey, like, how are you doing? I want to, you know, try talking some more in Spanish or whatever. And it immediately, like out loud talking, his wife's right there, is like, oh, wonderful. Happy to hear. Hope you had a great weekend. Is your wife back in town yet? And his wife was like mortified. She's like, how does this thing know I was out of town? Like, what is this? Like, he's like, no prompting. This is something I'd mentioned to it like 3 days before while I was chatting with it. My wife was terrified that I've been chatting with this AI Scarlett Johansson all weekend, and it knows that she's out of town. Anyways, it was just hilarious. And then he said in the background, his wife was like, oh, that's creepy. I don't like that. And it heard her say that, and it was like, I'm so sorry if this seems like a little overbearing or intrusive. I'll try to be more respectful of your privacy in the future. It's crazy. So crazy. Is that not the most hilarious thing you've ever heard?
That's awesome. Yeah, that's wild. That's wild.
So wild. This technology is getting so much better. The memory feature. So yeah, again, the memory feature is so interesting. That's one way it's rolling out. Okay. Enough about that. I would love to get, what are your thoughts on like what you would actually use this for? What do you think some of the value is of linking ChatGPT up with a Google Drive or like your OneDrive, whatever, like your documents? What are some use cases you think people are going to start using this for?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the biggest one is just time savings. I recently, a few weeks back on the podcast, I said I was applying to a job and I wanted it to write a cover letter for me, ChatGPT. And so I used a different one that you could upload documents to. And then it made me a cover letter from that. So I think
Clock, you know, right?
if you're applying to a bunch of different places and you had resumes and information, it would be just a quick way to, you know, have not have to download and re-upload to ChatGPT. But I think there's lots of other uses for this, particularly in like analyzing data, or, you know, I even thought about like comparing my taxes from year to year, like, you know, ChatGPT, do you notice any trends, you know, between, you know, my 2020 taxes and now, like, you know, am I like, how's my budgeting, you know, how am I doing, and seeing, you know, what the results are. So more like the analytical type stuff. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, no, 100%. I think as ChatGPT starts doing more and more of these software integrations, it's such a fascinating place. Of course, in the past, you could upload a file directly, but like you got to go get the file, you got to download the file. I think having this where it's a direct Google Drive link, a direct OneDrive link, you know, I think where this goes is you have like the entire repository of everything that you've ever uploaded to Google Drive. So like what I commonly do, and I'd be curious about other people, but like I usually have a different, whether it's like a business workspace account on Google. So like for AI Box, I have my AI Box email and I have like all my AI Box documents attached to that. And for, you know, this podcast, like I have a separate email and a separate, so like I kind of segment my businesses by podcast. And so I think it's really interesting. So I have essentially this whole Google Drive of just everything from one business. And so being able to like link that and be like, hey, based off of like everything I've said in my like Google Docs, like, what's like the average term of like an internship that we offer at like AI Box or whatever? And it could just like go pull that out because it has access to the whole Google Drive. I think that's where it goes. I'm sure right now it's maybe a little bit more document by document basis, but I think this is phenomenal. A huge step. And I think for companies, like it's just getting more and more integrated to the tools that you already use. And as we, you know, we're talking about with the memory features and the voice features, like they're adding all of these features and they're now getting brought like directly to your workspace with your work documents, and they're going to make it so much more easy. Like essentially this is becoming a true assistant.
Yeah, that's a great point that you bring up. Now, in the past, you know, 2 weeks even, I found myself whenever I do a Google search, which I, for some reason, I've done a lot of Google searches in the past 2 weeks, but I don't ever click on a web page because it gives me the AI summary to my, the answers to my question. So that, like you said, it's kind of like an assistant who is doing that research for you, saving you the time of having to open, you know, 10 different tabs and look and compare information, just kind of gives you the answer. So take that same concept to all your, you know, Google Drive info, you know, looking back, you know, you could just ask ChatGPT what you're looking for, and it can just spit the information out to you instead of having to like search through your documents and dig for data. It just can, you know, find it. So I think that's kind of where it's going. I think that's going to be super helpful.
Yeah, 100%. And this all kind of dovetails too with another big feature that they recently released. Like we mentioned at the beginning of the episode, they've released like a whole bunch. But in the most recent GPT-4.0 update, they've made ChatGPT way better at understanding documents and at reading charts, at reading data sets, like all that kind of stuff. And so I think with the charts and the data analysis being so much better now, this is the perfect time for them to do this. I think there's a ton of ways that you can start implementing this and integrating this into your businesses, what you're currently working on. I think people will start doing that. And again, it's just another productivity boost coming out of this tool. So absolutely amazing. I'm excited to dive in and use it more.
Well, if you enjoy this podcast, we would really appreciate if you left a review over on Apple Podcasts or wherever you can review us. Leave us a review. It really helps us out. And feel free to ask any questions as well. We'd love to answer them here on the podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.